Hello, a will tussa a giri nismo how to gael idle hail. Well, ta dan ursa going deep.
Yes, Tom with Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let Nismo Gwelga, August Nismo Glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August Tour Talk Yuck Star Bud Crayla.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.
You're listening to How to Gwail with Dirin Louise and Shiva at Acast Production.
Steve, August Falta, go ahead to go out. Lumsa Shiva.
Lumsa Dirin.
August Lumsa Louise.
Jeez, good to see you back now, Louise. You were staring at yourself in the mirror there for.
Because Decker Cake of Greasy is so malvrood.
Yeah, well, it's on Harris Fair for Vienna Rare in a car.
Myself and Dirin got the worst blow dries of our lives. And of all the days to get them, it was our law, our show.
Yes, Tommy Chalko of Oh, on Vod and Negan Showbio. So the heads are a bit sore this morning.
Oh my god, we're shook as fuck. But yeah, let's first, sorry, I know, Ascony, I really, everybody kept saying it to me, I was flat out cursing, but anyway,
I told you it's a sign of intelligence.
Okay, well, I'm clinging to that for dear life. Well, where the hell am I on the fashion to me elder? Nah, on the blow dries, comment, because I got my blow dry pinned. Bader go riding me day show her in the closies or how to go out, because I was going around like mortifying myself in Laura Fad, the Liberty Hall, with my pinned hair. And then hug my macha and like, girls, it was a car crash.
I hate to say I told you so.
No, you did tell
I
me.
I saw your pins and I was like, girl,
get them out.
That is not it.
Yeah. Fin Chartigot. Fin Chartigot. Oh my God, it was awful. It was awful.
God, Louise. Louise.
What's going on? She's Louise is now crying.
Oh,
I even take a blind bit of notice. Would you stop? I'd say I had a fucking million. That blow dryer was €70.
Now, the biggest thing ever. We achievers should have obviously pulled them out of the fucking your head the minute we saw you. No, it was so sweet that we let them in your head until 4 o'clock because they were pinned.
They were so, right, so tight. Yes. Yeah.
At the ground for it.
They were like,
the tightest little.
They were like cornrows, nearly. Like, do you know what I mean?
Do you know what a cornrow is?
Yeah, like, do you know the way, like, they partition the hair into little
oh yeah,
no, they were very sections, roly poly, and they were done so tight and it wasn't like one or two or
no, it was awful. Like, it was awful.
Get out.
Yeah,
corkscrew curls. It was like my hair was up to my ears. Like, it was,
yeah, I know, BT really good though now. But Wix more Lydia, we had a ban all on any dead of our quid smidu,
Emma.
And she fixed the growing.
Because, like, it's panic station. Like, you brush down the curls, and then all of a shot, like, you had the mad, like, afro going on.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was so wide, wasn't it?
There was no words. It was all Navisha really go hook.
Yeah,
really
go hook. But look, I don't know. Are Glockmore Green graft to Riv?
No, I think Wolfie Sean and Gumsa.
I think we're actually roll Laurier and then go back.
Oh my god.
There is cold energy.
You know, I shifted for about an hour. I was like, this.
No way.
Yeah, oh my god. Yeah. No, I was like, V Messi, so makeup chair, and I was like, oh my god, I cannot go out on stage with my head like this. Like, I mean, it was
and
awful.
I knew by her because on Armada, you were like, oh, sure, look. Whatever way you want to make it, I can go first, I can go last, I can go whatever. And then going US for episodes to Krigna, I could see you were like, I definitely have to make with any saving.
Yeah.
What the fuck happened? Yeah. Next.
Oh, absolutely.
And you were like, yeah, you were Borja.
Yeah, female Borja. But like, thanks be to God, Emma saved the day. So look, anyway, all's well that ends well on the hair front.
Yes. And look, Vian Show, Untuk. Shock of shit. That was a bit of entertainment with the Anyakig Meekyart.
Fair fucking play to us. That was great.
Although he had fire, like, we don't know.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
enough to tell you how much we adored the night. Like, we were obsessed with everything around us.
Commodore Scamalini.
Oh, yes. He had our sail.
Go on, or one, Ella.
He had our sail. Oh, no, Visha just Driachtu.
Via. Oh, just on slew it. My Rinamar Cooper run throughs Rivray, Nervy Mar Clock, the Lilin and Lay, and nothing went.
Oh,
that was so rude.
By the fans this year.
Nothing went as well as when we walked out Aaron's thought show because we on slew it, so go mock like.
Vishay Gorge.
Yeah.
Yeah, and team lat. Excited, then Cadella doesn't show, so we trish galore masters at all. But Bemid, adult, Tommy DeFoger, Tredegan, Galua. We hope. Yeah. Radar's on.
But it's such a not a challenge, but it's kind of like a gamble a little bit when you're writing a live 100%. Show and you're creating, you know, what you want, the vision for what you want to put on the stage. And I guess like we are Banaha, the three of us, to have like, you know, Anna Quintahi, Dana Stuffer and such, but we've never done anything, the three of us together.
No.
Yeah. Besides sit on my apartment and talk shite.
No, yeah. And also we've never had an E Aaron Bud Crayla, and we already find it hard to I'm sure cofremiacht either on show or on account. So throwing a fourth and then a fifth person into the equation was always going to be a little bit risky.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Then add two dodgy blow dries, a few metallic dresses.
Like and a few glasses of champagne and a pint of Guinness.
A few glasses of champagne.
That was go on.
One of the raw piece of feedback before Misha, right? Heard the Negan text Louise and said, "I'm doing some woman for swamping the points of Guinness," which okay, I can't argue with. And then Dorothy Negan telling Lum to fub in the egg, being like, "Oh, Dern, me and you would just get on. I could see you up there knocking back the champagne." And I was like, "Oh, Jesus Christ!" I was yeah.
But it was Mara. Do you know what Riv Ray? Because I was like, "No, Neil McGoll Sulhamock, Neil McGoll Sulhamock," yeah. And you were like, "Degan, no, I wouldn't go out without having."
Oh, I'd have a 2-drink minimum. Like,
so I hate hearing it, thought you. So, but I,
by the way, like, if I'm doing live TV as well, like, I'd have an Al Settler, like.
Yeah, so, and I kind of clamped down on that. Like, I was like, niggity, like, Derek Riven show. So I think you were making up for lost time.
Yeah, probably, yeah. And in fairness, you do morning TV, so, you know. It'd be problematic
if I was having a swig, Chris, imagine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, like, as long as you're formalist, but, like, the reason we love theory so much is because there was a stage there in the second half where she ran off stage for a top up and came back on.
There you go.
And that is what keeps us all going. Yeah, and absolutely. It was Kugira also adds the shaman glasses are bougie. Did they end up making it home actually?
Coops. They were the Coops. I am a Coop woman.
Neoc maids.
Yeah, no, my show.
Trees.
Tonic Core. Yeah. If you're in the Larashic and Liberty Hall and you and Scockrid, Fak also core and V and Faris Liberty Hall, he was like, "I hope you have a big enough car, Marviana Quidfaka," but everything went in the car.
Yeah.
And we nearly lost the expensive, not even priceless.
Oh, the Fad Oak Stone.
The Fad Oak Stone.
Oh my god. So Honor Gare Oana, whatever, we went to separate ways enough and a rare even. And I was in bed, ready to drift off into my sleep, delighted, so happy after his stunning show bio, and I woke when it started being like Fad Oak Stone, the Potts family's Fad Oak Stone, where is it? And actually, you know, my text with Erin, like, whatever, cherry pucker about it.
Yeah, you did.
Where in the fuck is the Fad Oak Stone?
Yeah. But look, all's well that ends up. We have the Fad Oak Stone got back now again. Thanks be to God.
It's been found.
Yeah.
It's been found.
So, Showbio, complete it, mate.
Yeah. Sinead, I guess, well, looking at Dave Raval and Nismo and Yenev Mar. I'm fucking buzz I'm still worthy to be a look fake now and like just femur fucking goffa lesh and slew August lesh and winna August lesh lesh and esperish
a shout out to Nicolini Gahana go vioo near vioo and Michelo before tussa
shout out to vioo and Mayo
so gorgeous
and the group of Muntori who had driven from Mayo come look here and we're got a rash gumoyo
Colini. You're just the best.
There was a lot of people at Castle. Obviously, McCory Dell and Cape did the round trip as well because there was an E. Helluin. But they were the E. who were Clont and at Castle. And like, how much gold we have that really gold. We have to just stress that.
Yeah.
So appreciate the fact that you sit in your car and drive past that pub to our live show. Like, that means golf road.
Oh my God.
So, Gurney and Wildwood.
Yeah, you've no idea. We'll be dining out on this for months now. Yeah.
Sitting Grevin show. Co-tatnavuk.
It's a Vichy
Levet. Yeah. You know, it was just
but we're Vichy do with anything. Like, we'd have
oh my God.
I'm ready to go again. Like,
yeah. Right, girls. Let's ring Eamon. Let's sort that out. Right. Fair play got Eamon. Come on.
Yes, our monitor.
Our monitor, Eamon. Yeah. Manager Eamon, we'll call him. Ned Nishkul, kind of nicknames going to Gachtain. Nicole is now C-Mat officially.
Yes. But maybe C-Pat, more like, it might get confusing if he's C-Mat.
Okay, yeah, because actually being galore C-Mat references going, okay, C-Pat, and then we've Declish.
And Glish.
And now manager Eamon.
What about Bonnish Doraemon?
A celebrity Bonnish Dor.
Because we're celebrities and he's the Bonnish Dor.
Okay. We're being very generous to ourselves there, but anyway.
Aaron knows the chin bug him with a rag. That's Dancing with Stars.
Oh, sorry.
That's staying in.
Okay, Acorda. So, Tupping to Shock and the Shaw, it's a little bit at odds. Gideon, a Moha Khan, a Tom, a Moha Fulaher, and we're absolutely floating on a car. Floating on a cloud after our brilliant night.
Lads, so why did we need to be on? We're all, we've just inhaled, like, how many inches were those three pizzas?
Well, we spent 100 euro on pizzas.
We spent 100 euro on pizza. So we ordered a pizza each. They arrived, two big boxes and one little tiny one. Louise, we forgot to take a fucking picture. Louise got the most tiny little personal pizza.
It looks like a side plate.
It wasn't my round, lads. I don't know what the fuck I did to them.
You're not great with numbers today.
I didn't even give my pizza. Wasn't fast enough. Look, anyway, now we're just on bail.
Sure, I was swamping my pizza, so swamping it back.
A rhino.
We need a setter. Will I do it for you? I know what you need.
Go on.
It says, Damon and
Actually, I thought you were going to say, let's open a bottle of champagne or something. We could do that.
Was that not it to get you ever drunk?
Yeah.
Right. I actually can learn for Taming and Shock and Ish. Murder or May. Very at odds to how we're actually feeling. But Taming and Shock and Shaw is how to be angry. And if you may sprag a Shaw, because I got fucking clamped, Ladaini. And nothing infuriates me like getting a clamp. I think it's because it's so unexpected. You know, that you call dogs look free the law, and then you walk to your car and you see this fucking hunk of rotten yellow metal, and like it's a red hot fury like I never experienced in any other place in my life. But I know Louise V on Tahi Shagat Ladaini.
Let me hear you though, Ariad. I'm on hail. I got my first ever camp.
So I can only say that's how you know you're not from Dublin.
Well, maybe I am now an honorary dumb risen because I've got a job though. I feel it's like, can you work this sound out? Give me a ticket, and if you lose it, you can be like, sorry, I lost my ticket.
Ah.
Or you could play.
That's on a wall now.
But great, they don't like we'll waste. You know, instead we use paper, we don't waste metal.
You're so sustainable not using clamps, okay.
No, what I tell you the worst of all, lads, is so Thayer Megalua, we've had this out of the podcast before, it was a shop thing though, and I was like, I'm feeling good this morning, I've got to go down to my early morning yoga class. We know how much we got this.
Yeah.
Back down to the eucalyptus place, I trot anyway. Now, this is actually the issue, I should have trotted. Instead of trotting, I sat my hair's lazy sheet. I got into her fucking car to drive 5 minutes.
Oh, spawn car. Go on, give them a shout out. Oh, yeah. Go on, Canturk.
O'Callaghan, Canturk, beautiful car. I sat into my lovely car with my heated seat, heated my hair's to drive 5 minutes around the corner. And I was like, surely, wish God, between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. Knee, feg, McClampers, egg upper. It was also Holy Thursday.
Very bold of you to assume that. Very bold.
But of all the days to be clamping, like, surely there's bad carb on a whole Thursday of Easter week to be given out clamps. But anyway.
Right.
Mohim, good night and today, Egna, how many that you least expect?
It's when you least expect.
They're fucking snakes, sorry.
Snakes.
Girls, you're.
So I'm out of morning yoga at Zen AF. Well, I tell you, there's one way to un-namaste your day out of me is to see a yellow clamp air moreover.
Girl.
Bro. And.
Oh my God! Jesus Christ.
The wheels are falling off again.
Oh my God, okay.
You're
exhausted again.
Come on, drive it on there, Lou.
Drive it on.
I can't clap by my jaw.
Yeah, I mean, this is like perfect example of the fucking story. Okay. Being dragged the whole off. You got clamped. Okay, right. Right, let's move on.
Stop like a booger rag.
Yeah, so booger rag. Okay.
You fucking compose yourself there. There are newer tools to the day, but...
No.
Farag, right? On will temper August.
So nervy many so I get. I was an awful woman for having a temper. Like, I would be vang on a reactive.
How ni so I get now?
Oh, like... I'd say going back Bader Khan or Treblian. I've kind of grown out of it now, small, but I feel like, you know... Nice Jenny and my faith. But yeah, I would have been an awful woman for just thinking before you speak, like, and leading into, like, and you know, nor Harlow for they or something, I'd like straight away just be really sour about it. And then, like, instead of just being like, okay, no, just let this sit now and figure out actually how you feel about it, Joe. I suppose I was just emotionally unaware. But, like, sample really mad is Yinnimer Rudd led Drown Megant and Marchudda, you know, we had an agreement made out. Grammarchon job or hey Yinnov, and then do saw that there are green graph con Rodegan or Hercon Keen, and we hadn't agreed to that. And I was like, that's, and like, Joe, then I realised, sure, it didn't actually really matter, but your first reaction is anger.
So this is just an Adani.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did get angry for Shane, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
But I, Warwick Bay, actually, you did. Yeah.
But it's kind of taking advantage because it's like, no, like, Yinmer job, like, Sean Target a Gorn job, and then, like, you know, do saw that there a gone cat. Or is like that in Hoshin, like, ni inning shinner than it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Taking advantage.
But Wohig May, like, Nuradormer, we were like, ah, sure. Like, yeah. Wohig May, you kind of let it go, Gohanna Shuppig.
Well, yeah, that I think you kind of have to just be like, oh, yeah.
Were you gauging to see if we were Faragook?
Well, I was kind of trying to figure out myself how to feel about it. Okay. Do you know what I mean? I was like, oh, is this
so you
unsound?
To us.
I looked to you well, to guide me.
Tobin Dini and Piss, like, you know, it depends. It doesn't really.
Oh, totally.
Like, you can let a certain amount of stuff.
There's like, oh yeah, totally, with the fucking mic. Like, literally, Aaron Tullum.
Sorry. I'm falling apart.
Yeah, I'm falling apart. We're falling at the seams. But can I actually say another thing to you? Because I made a little list, right, of things. Because Vimer and Adam's an episode show at Yen of Hana.
Yeah.
And we didn't do it.
No,
and
this was on Tame I was meant to do. And then we spoke about dreams.
We spoke about dreams. So then I was like,
I need to take my shoes off.
Yeah, go on. So I'll just tell this. So this is what was on my list. Okay, yeah. Things I'm angry about. Number one, Israel.
I mean, fair girl.
Yeah, fair. Ever though was spending €40 on a curly blow dry and it came out shite.
Take
so
see you both.
Yeah. So okay, really fucking like fickle problem there. But like obviously, no, the blow dries are really fucking sorting
you
me out there.
Gall wrote the list though.
Yeah. I know. Well, no,
so way more.
I was waiting. No, the next is a link for a radio show.
Cinemade.
Yeah, that's Cinemade. So, no, that was just in Dara. Like blow dries. If I'm spending money on a blow dry, it has to be fucking good. And it's always hit and miss with a curly one. But anyway, this. Yeah. I digress.
Although, like, anyway, just don't get it pinned. I think if you should have.
Yeah. Well, lesson learned.
And then if I got to Tosa Louise, I will temper August.
Yeah, well, sorry to come full circle back to the raw. I actually, I caught the glamper in action. Okay? So, was I going to get angry with him there again?
Back to yes. me.
What's just no. Christian Escher?
No, but back to the story.
No,
sorry.
But like,
because I want to say, what do you think? How did I react?
No.
I walked out of yoga's end. This one's trying to get it.
Okay, great.
Clamper is a clamp ball. What, Q Louise? What does she need to do? How did she react?
Well,
just on 60 minutes.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Did you? Oh, do you know what? I know what you did. I know what you did. You kind of like tried to like schmooze the clamper to be like, hey, no, so sorry. No, it's just a tempest day. I was 2 seconds away. I paid up until like 2 minutes ago. It's so fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Do you know my husband plays for Limerick? Do you like curling? Oh, yeah.
Go down, but they wouldn't.
That doesn't go down.
Do you listen to
show FM? Do you listen to show FM? I'm
going to shit about that. No, you never know.
Oh, yeah, do you know what? That's true, actually. Yeah. They might care about show FM.
Louise knows her audience. I love that she's like, no, I'd never say that. She's
not like, in that setting. No.
When I went to your fair and air to tell the story and I had your man's wing. So I was like, but then I was like, do you know what? Bad karma, like Louise, you were wrong. You didn't have to take it. There's no point me being like, little miss stamping my foot now. When I went on air and made a whole link about it, I thought the worst thing was that it was Holy Thursday. They gave me a clamp on a holy day.
Oh, look at her. She's got all religious on a holy day. Not on Holy Thursday, Louise.
Yeah. But this was a knock. And to be fair, it was really fascinating to hear the people of Ireland get in touch with their stale that. And I felt one woman actually had a hilarious story. And she was like, I once parked. It's a boring thing that is that.
Sorry, are we boring you there?
I'm exhausted. No, I'm sorry. It's the holes that you fall in when you're telling the story.
Am I an angry person? Joining your
breath? No, okay. No, but
can
you actually tell us how you reacted though when you saw the clamper in action?
Yeah.
Go back there now.
I was on FaceTime to my sister as I walked out in Dubai. She just had called me and I was like, Julie, like, you don't even think about getting into your car. You just kind of zip and you sit in.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, there's a man kind of by my car. You know, and he had just clapped.
Oh, the fucker, yeah.
And I was like, oh. And then I kind of, as if like past him, not realizing who he was. And then like kind of way under on, I was like, oh, he's just clapped. I was like, Niamh, I'm just up here getting clapped. Hi, on there. He's like, I had her. She was experiencing it all through FaceTime. Right. Oh, yeah. And I was like, hi, sorry. This is my car. And he's like, I know, yeah. I just put a tap on it. And I was like, oh, can you take it off? Like, he's like, right here. Can you take it off now? And he was like, no, you need to pay the bill for
what
it.
What a fucking arsehole.
Okay, I'm going to pay it now, but I'm going to be made for work. Can I pay it on the spot? Because you're here with your paraphernalia, August the van, and paid it on. Yeah. I went to Nish. And he was like, no, I have to wait for the payment to be processed.
Yes.
So I'm going to come on Teal Club all the way there and come rash around. And then in Denaway, the fell wait, I'll come back. And I was like, no, Neil fell away to go. So I was like, look, can you do this? Can you just take it off now? And he's like, no, but I'm going to drive around the loop. So anyway, I was like, and I could hear even my AirPods just being like, my fucking mic or whatever. And I was like, oh my God, okay, let's just like the moment to him.
Okay, name him.
Whatever he needs to do. What?
Name him.
No. He was kind of.
Name him.
Enough, God, love him.
Okay. Name him. No, thank you, Karish. No, we won't name him, but I like your Beverly Hills reference there in Mahu.
Oh, is that a Beverly Hills?
Oh, fuck's sake. I thought you were referencing the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, no. Sorry, girl. Okay. Come on, you know,
and I was ready to burst, but I was like, don't do it, Louise. Don't do it. And then I just bit my tongue, wait for him to. 150 fucking euros.
Yeah. Oh my God. Imagine how many pizzas you could have bought with that.
I'll tell you what made me really angry. When I rang fucking whatever number to break the clapping, they wouldn't accept my Revolut card number. And obviously, he was in yoga, so me revving the McCourty of them.
Obviously,
what's my card? Like, I did bring all the cards to you. And I was like, fucking anyway, well, I'm gonna have to ring Declan now and be like, I have to ring Clant, what's my card, DJ? I was like, so.
Yeah, no, but like, do you know what? That's gas my own. Sorry, I'm going back to my clamping story now. We are going to move on from our clamping stories, Glue. But from Aaron Bona McGriffor, I walked up to my car. It's an Uber. I looked out the back window and I can see my car from the window. And I was like, Grant, I'm not clamped. I'll run down. By the time I got to my car, I was clamped. And I ran up to them and I was like, sorry, no, I'm here. It's fine. And they're like, sorry, too late. I had my tripod in my hand and I literally threw it on the floor. Like I really don't have a temper. I don't get angry. It takes a lot for me to get angry.
Yeah. Okay.
I threw my tripod on the ground and was like, oh, like I was furious with them.
Yeah.
And like real like huffed and puffed and got into my car. And I like, now in fairness, I had sent a text to pay and I hadn't registered. So I was like trying to make it like a big, fuss about that, being like, it's your fault, it wasn't this, and blah blah blah. Anyway, for me, like, actually shower of less than Erin Vone. Again, I'm not a Karen. If something comes out to me wrong in a restaurant, I won't even send it back. Like, it's just not me.
Okay.
But this, I ate the head off your man on the phone. Yes. God love them. It's not their fault.
John, it must be really horrible job.
I know. God love him. But like Nadine Erin Vone, I can understand. But the people who are actually going around putting clamps on, like,
I think that I think that you get money for like
per clamp.
I think
that's not Nicine pre-vodka. This was Dublin City Council. So they've upped though the, sorry, this is getting really boring. I'm not getting into
we're talking about this
municipal turning into clamping.
It's like it's rod the Shkada Dapper even curse you see in a very sort of fire, but it's like it's infuriating.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, I was a second earlier. It's so preventative.
Grenadinia Irene's Farragut, Grabinadini is Thocasi, right? Because they're the people who think that their keys will always be where they think their keys will be.
You said this to me before about being linked.
Yes, and they think that of course there won't be traffic on this day. Yeah. There will need to be somewhere at this time.
Yeah.
And you know, so they're really, really optimistic. So then when something doesn't happen, they're like, what the fuck?
I'd love to see you angry. I've never seen you angry.
It doesn't really happen. Like, I don't really, really? Get angry. I don't really get angry.
If you were fired up by Carl's body.
Yeah, come on. If Carl did something awful.
I'm kind of a little bit passive aggressive and cold, like.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be like you really fired up. Like. Yeah. Kind of more of a huff.
Would you be snappy and sarcastic?
You're a huffer.
Snappy
and sarcastic.
Yeah, no, I can be. But like, just like that more like a whirl of Reagan. I'm not like a big blow up at this kind of person. I'm kind of like, okay, this happened.
Yeah.
It's my dad. I got it from my dad. He's really, he's an absolute pacifist.
Okay. And tell me this. Will Tugama, like, say now, Dan Ninach Misha Rodegan, that was really unsound. I don't know what in this potential. Yeah. And then, like, so if I was trying to apologize to you.
In a text, like, you're aware of being disorganized or unprofessional, Jiva.
I said, okay, first of all, I said, we need to be professional.
Oh my God. She's bringing the group chat scandal out of the group chat
into the podcast. Yeah. Well, I know.
So uncomfortable in that hug.
I know. Yeah.
Well, no, well, Louise just headlocked her. Okay, there's a shin knee spar.
She thinks, I'm over it, isn't it?
Okay.
Oh. You sound like it. No, but if something like that happened with me, I would forgive people in a heartbeat. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, because I'm like, if I did that, I'd like them to forgive
me. Yeah, yeah. Okay, shouldn't really come off.
More like a little bit of crankiness. That's different. I'm sorry, just cranky, but...
Oh, yeah, you're just cranky. Well, I don't really see you get angry. You just kind of get a bit like, you get kind of snappy and like cranky.
Insulted.
Yeah. You can be slighted.
A bit sulky.
Yeah,
sulk a little bit.
Yeah. And you'll make a few like comments, like Joe.
I'm a terrible hound.
Well, Tori and Shishin are tattoo Gertha, isn't it? Like, if someone's made you angry, then you're probably Gertha. Cared foods are there. Like, if someone slighted you like that.
If it's so, yeah.
See, no, do you know what? She's a fucking Virgo. She holds that shit.
Yeah.
Deep inside.
I'd say you do, but I say you're welly way when you need to come out.
I'd say I can be kind of scary. Yeah,
I wouldn't want to cross there any black line now.
I can be scary when I get angry. Yeah, I can be like, wait, if I'm like in a rage, I can be really not nice.
When I'm in a rage,
if I was in a rage,
do you get it? That's a sentence that would not come out of my mouth. So tell me
if you're in a rage,
tell me about your rages.
If I was in a rage with something like, do you know, I'm trying to think now, what's an example of being in a rage? So like, oh my God, it would take a lot. Do you know what I mean? Like, okay, I'm going to say, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what's an appropriate story to tell.
Do you know what I can do if I'm really angry? I can slam doors.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's very childish, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, go on. Okay,
here's a story. Oh, fuck it. I'm just trying. No.
Would you ever be shy? Do you know when you're saying slamming doors? Do you know something I do when I'm really... I agree about something, and like, I don't want to be shouting at Declan, so I'll shout to myself. So like, you know, I'd be like, pack your bag, and I'm like, oh, fuck's sake. But you know, like,
yes.
I was like, I'm really dramatic and shouting like cursing and but, like, you know,
I'm like, and my fucking clothes aren't dry that I wanted to fucking wear, like,
then kind of Martian Chama. I'm trying to think what's
but then God love anyone that gets in your path.
Oh yeah,
August 2, Simone Shin.
Big time.
I remember Lara Ladani, you know, when you get this, the house is filthy.
Oh, I do this all the time.
When you're pissed off, you can just be a bit like, touchy, I think. Like, the things would annoy you. Things would annoy you when you're pissed off that wouldn't annoy you when you're in good form.
Sorry, have you got a rage story then?
Okay, so when I was living, we used to have a problem in the bathroom in the house in Clare, right? That sometimes it was on the public system and sometimes it got clogged up because a couple of houses up or whatever. So the toilet backlogged and loads of sewage came up, like, this is disgusting, and sprayed the walls. No, it's disgusting, absolutely rotten. So I was working from home and I was driving back to Dublin that afternoon because it was my birthday weekend. Okay, so we're going back up to Dublin.
Happy birthday, here's some walls sprayed with shite.
Yeah, well, you can imagine. So I was like, what the fuck? So I walked in to the bathroom, like, I could smell it, and I was like, what the fuck? So rang the council, whatever, and they, like, sure, your man came in and was doing absolutely nothing for me. Like, he took the hose off the wall of the shower and started like spraying it on the walls and stuff. I was like, this is disgusting. Now, like, this water is running through my bathroom and the utility room and everything. Like, it was rotten.
Sorry, it was Tavis Jigdantig.
Tavis Jigdantig. Yeah, so you can imagine. But Fimicius Savale, I was ringing, like, you know, whoever was living in the house with me to come back to, like, help me clean up. And, like,
no.
Nobody would come back. So I was left in the house with the sewage. So I was like, I was in a rage then because, like, come on, like, I mean, I'm supposed to be working from home for the day. Yeah, I've been left to deal with all this shit.
Stamping your foot, like,
oh, I was just like, I was just like, all right, fuck this. I packed up my bag and just left and, like, let them deal with it all. I was like, no, I'm not, like, dealing with this.
You know what? Yeah. It's for they can free sewage. It's an infringement of your human rights.
Absolutely. You
know, like, we had a sewage issue, so talking to Vima in our Goni, just like a drain last month and talk, it got blocked up. I started crying. What the fuck are you crying for? I was like,
it's so disgusting.
I hate it. I was like, I have to walk by it coming in and out of the house.
Oh, it's so disgusting. But you know what? I'd be like that now as well. Like, as soon as this wind is taken out of my sails, and like, Joe, I'd let it go straight away. And I wouldn't, honestly, I would never think of it again.
Really?
Oh, like, I would let, okay. like, I would, as quick as a rage would come on me, it'd be gone.
And now, that's the fleeting rage. If someone hurt you and made you very cross and angry.
No, do you know what? I actually was talking about this recently. I think that, like, the story you tell yourself, right, like, is so important. And you can look at something and be like, have this negative story and get really angry at somebody, or like, but like, I don't. I'd be like, I feel like everybody's just doing their best, and like, you just hold on to that anger and that rage. And no, I would always let that go. Like, even if anybody's wronged me in the past, or like, I've had loads of situations where people have just like been so unsound, and then you, like, instead of just holding on to that and like, you know, having rage with that person, I would actually be quite good at being like, Josh, like, that person's just doing their best. And like, a lot of the time with things like that, it's not a reflection, like, they're not doing something to be really horrible or mean to you. I think it's more, you know, wires can get crossed, and it's more people's relationships with themselves, if that makes sense.
Yes. So on God, it's in chins and cause a shin if someone has wronged you. On God, on with Wiglurg Lesh Gale of Egoha.
I don't think I need that on with the name. Like, if I'm like, oh, I'm done with you, like, or whatever, I could be like, Josh, write that off now. I don't need the apology. Like, right. It's closure you're not going to get. Do you know?
I need an apology. I need to say, someone to say, I'm sorry. I know what I did made you feel X, Y, Z.
Really?
Like, yeah. Yeah. That's just in a task that way. I'm like, Bugnuk is screaming. Like,
really?
I need them to acknowledge Namuhukan, Atharam, and Eekshin.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the limit of, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So actually, Granvergur.
You just said there, though, as soon as you apologized, you'd be like, oh, yeah.
As soon as you apologized, okay, yeah. But I need a proper apology. You can't just be like, right, sorry.
They into Shinkian, though. I just like, yeah, here by the book, girl.
Oh, and I just need someone to be like, do you know what? Yeah. You're right. I'm sorry. I know that I did this and it made you feel like that. And I'm like, yes, thank you. That's why I was angry. Now we can move on.
Yeah.
Shin Shinei.
Well, that's fair enough. But that's probably a girl like Ruddy Bugger, like Tiffs or whatever. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, no, Ruddy Mora, though. Do you need that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I always think of an example of, like, do you know, Orinta, what I see a lot, because I kind of think about this, Orinta, because I did used to have an awful problem with like getting really angry at people, like Nervy Many So Again. But the way, like, you'd often see it now, Latina, like, who've been going through breakup or something, and they'd be like, you know, talking really horribly about somebody.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, oh, like, that's doing you no good, like, to hold on to that anger. And I'd often, like, you see it with some people, like, I know a lot of people, and they'd be like, you see a lot with women, especially, like, people who've obviously been really hurt by things like, oh, men are trash and all this stuff. Like, you see it on Twitter and all.
Yeah.
Like, that is a really horrible narrative. Why are you so angry? Like, just like, this person, like, I genuinely don't believe that people set out to really hurt other people. I genuinely think that, like, everybody's just doing their best. Like, sometimes you just have to take the apology you're not going to get, and like, build a little nice little positive reality for yourself.
That's what I care about. I just really to talk to, I think, Mo Vohu kind of
yeah,
that's just,
well, we're so different.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Cared for you.
I think Will Moish against Elor, a birth group, which is funny. It depends. Brand you're in street and Brad you're in dinner.
Yeah.
I'd be really annoyed if Declan had annoyed me and didn't apologise, or like,
yeah,
just acknowledge it even.
Yeah,
I don't like when someone tries to ignore an argument, or just to be like, you know, I pretend it never happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's sometimes the bravest thing is to just acknowledge it. And I always make a conscious effort.
Yeah.
If I think I've annoyed someone, I like will nearly plague them to be like, just tell me what has annoyed you.
Yeah.
So I can fix it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know. I think I think or in the way they're being the, like, people are too obsessed thinking about themselves, then
we'd have a big blow up argument, almost like have a, like a physical fight, and then or Clegney Staney, you just pretend like nothing ever happened. Completely, and like, no less scale, no discussion, just like, Trying to play something out.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Winning Mr. Beanie, like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. you know, especially in the Kai niche, you're like, we'd be pulling the heads of hair off each other in Scotland.
Yeah. I have a scar on my back. My sister threw a knife at me. Now,
oh my God, stop.
It was a butter knife, right?
For the flora.
We were on holidays in Connemara, and it's the Carharua, and we were doing the wash up, the Kishan and Egan dinner, and we were trade her, then I'm going to. I don't know, Nina Gray or anywhere they can. And I was like, no, you're one of my, you know. And she was like, oh my God, you're so annoying. And then Kashi Timpa, like, I don't know, we were kind of betrayed. And then she like threw the butter knife at me. And it's my fault. I didn't move. Apparently, I was meant to move. And it grazed my back. And I have a tiny scar. But we didn't tell my mom and dad because, you know, obviously, but it was see, literally now, a butter knife.
When I was a kid, go on.
No, but like, see, like, that was very big of you as a child not to rat your sister out for that night because like, you would have got so much, she would have been in the absolute shitter for throwing a knife.
But the consequences from Una would have been greater had I.
Oh, okay.
She's
okay.
Going to give out to me because she says she can't listen to the podcast anymore because she says she's out running and she hears me talking about her and she just starts like, being like, no, that's not what happened. And
okay, she can't. We want to hear Una's side of the story for this one. Okay, we'll come back. We'll revisit this.
Now, yeah. Neil did it to me when we were growing up, and this is by the poor old babysitter that's used to mind Michelle because Neil and we were on up now. We're only like 3 years with Cara, I think. Yeah. I don't even know what I was once felt, but we were that young anyway, and we were fighting over something. So this like babysitter who was with us obviously thought she'd make us make peace and was like, okay, go and give each other a hug now, and if you go and hug your wife and say sorry. So right, she had us together ready to hug it in. We were walking for the hug, okay. And when we hugged, Niamh bit my shoulder, like as he took a chunk, I was like, stuck to my shoulder. And the babysitter had to like remove her mouth. And they were like, she was like, well, that fucking went tits up. And like, mom, dad would always say, like, she told the story, you know?
Oh my
God. Fighting it. Like, obviously, we didn't practice forgiveness there. I was like, oh, because they always end up with a. And she bit my shoulder a bit.
Jeepers.
I gotta think it's gas, though.
Yeah, well, at least you're over it. Yeah, that's it.
A little scar of my shoulder.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So, Tha, I know the age of egg lowered for you on the Faragook Shin, but I have a little checklist of how to know if you are an angry person.
Okay.
All right.
I'm very confused now as to whether I am an angry person or not.
Well, it sounds like you've done an absolute U-turn.
Yeah.
So, like, Coupla Blina now. So, it sounds like you used to be very angry. And I'd say you used to be someone who held grudges.
Yeah.
But then, Ladaini, it sounds like you've just let it all. Tathu Heish na Madi and Ligand Lashra.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, Nartathu Galuas na Fihidi. And, like, you know, like, yeah, you're just a bit emotionally immature. Yeah. It's Failing Vet Fiery. That's it. I'm very fiery. Yeah, I am fiery.
You are. Do you know what? Darren's real the person that, like, you know, like, Dora Mershahana, she's great for, like, asking for things. Or, you know, like, if someone came into you wrong in a restaurant, you would correct it right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, even today, we were at the Stock at Liberty Hall, and I was like, I really hope we'll do it now in Rome. Like, just to talk to the man.
You're an Irene's massive. You weren't that bad.
I want a mammy to come in with me and do all that stuff. Like, I hate like so making funny phone calls and stuff. Yeah. You know, whereas Darren will be straight on the phone.
And you know, that's so funny now because I often like feel like I need my mom to be there to like help me reply to emails and stuff.
No, it's you.
I'm so bad.
That's you. That's you.
Yeah. Just that's like, if so you're good. Fiery, Sarah Glacken was my up to again. No, never mind, move on. I just like looking. No,
get out of there. Yeah, Sarah Glacken is my cousin, not my mother. My mother is Sarah Iriada.
Sure, Jane, sure.
No.
Come on, Sirka.
Yeah, sorry for you, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
She never had that.
Yeah, there you go.
It doesn't need to go down to Mahru. No, we're a brand now.
Yeah, there you go.
No, yeah, I'm a man. Not that you know Cahill's surname anyway.
Yeah.
Is it Prendrard? From Prendrard.
Prendrard.
Prend.
Are you serious?
Per hundred.
Colleen and Dr. Mago, we now know that you've been giving out about us. So I thought we were still
no, there's no point speaking directly to him. He will not listen to this anyway. He's not listening.
I just thought I hit it off with him last night. To be honest, we were having a lovely... And it's just gazing into his eyes at the now Aaron Nish.
Sorry, the damn actually, can I show you something? He just sent me this there. And he had... Oh, you fucking wish. He had a poster of his head hung, or like of his face, on the SIP2 building. So like on Liberty Hall years ago.
Stop. Yeah.
So that's a picture of him.
He's just holding camera shin.
He did a campaign for Man Up against domestic violence.
Oh, stop.
And they hung the big poster up on Liberty Hall. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Celebrating a birth quid now.
Yeah. The there you go.
I know. Yeah. He fucking brought it up quick enough last night.
No, anyway, congratulations,
like, give me a second.
A campaign on Liberty Hall and a senior cup medal. Yeah. We're so happy for you. Sorry, this is actually
no one knows actually.
No, this is actually outrageous. We were in Shiva's house practicing the fiddle.
We were actually.
And next thing the doorbell goes, and it was Shiva's next door neighbour come in to be like, Jesus Christ, I didn't realise. My son told me that Carl has a senior cup medal. I couldn't believe it.
This is a rugby medal that he won in 2005, which is apparently a big deal in certain circles.
Well, it's the Rosso Carroll Kelly, like, that's what he famously won. And that was peak Celtic Tiger as well. So
2005,
like,
yeah.
I mean, just far from senior cup medals, how to Gael was reared. Anyway.
Honestly,
I said we only do All Ireland's Reading Fan.
You know what? You're dead right. Yeah. At least that's more fucking current. More recent.
Oh, wow.
So I am cursing left, right and centre in you. Right, girls, let me teach read Melissa of how to know if you're within a crust there, okay? Yes. So the Nagiri Gunglockic Shiv Nothi then made the Natreha Shaw Thagav, all right? Okay. So when Cage Roth is, you get mad over little things.
Yeah.
Oh!
See, mad though, like kind of Killian mad.
Angry like.
But it's also, it's so different because it's like.
I'd be mad for a sec, like. And then
for a second,
yeah. I'm like, oh! And then I'm like, I grabbed him.
I think it depends though, because it's different in your romantic relationship and then like with the rest
so
of the thing.
More. No, yeah. Let's just say this is not so take in your relationship.
Okay, not
this
in your relationship.
Sail more.
So sail more.
Okay, you're
tight through
at work.
Oh yeah,
grand. Okay. Don't give a fuck.
Like, I'd have a little.
Oh, I'd be like, oh, that's annoying.
I'd stamp my foot.
And but then I'd be like, there's a Duns around the corner.
Back. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Ivor, though, you interrupt quite often.
Ah, no, definitely not me.
You interrupt quite often.
You interrupt not people speaking.
Oh, yeah, we all kind of, I suppose, are guilty of that. I'm going to mark that down as one.
Okay.
Were you saying up to me, though?
Sorry, you're on fucking Instagram. No, we're recording a podcast.
I'm just looking actually at our own.
Okay, at our own. Looking at yourself. Okay, right. So 2 marks for Louise.
Okay. And Kate Canetta, being a complainer.
I can be kind of moany sometimes.
I actually think I don't complain.
Vain again, too. Yeah, I don't think you really do as well, Darren.
Oh, great. Okay,
we all love a bitch.
Yeah.
But I don't think we could. Like, we're not moaners.
No, actually, that's right. That's true. Yeah.
Okay, the next one is holding a grudge.
No. I should be better at it.
Yeah. You're actually the fucking worst.
I know.
Yeah.
Really?
She's so bad. She won't. Somebody could be so mean to Louise and then she'll be like, oh yeah, hi, Constantu. Did she call Jas?
Yeah, sorry.
I feel like I hold some grudges for you.
You actually do.
But you were saying earlier, everyone's only doing their best.
I know, but like, by the way, people are only doing their best, and you forgive them, but then you're also like, but I wouldn't let you cross that line again. Do you know what I mean?
Feel me once.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can be like, oh, I wish you love and light.
Feel me again, there.
Yeah.
For the 45th time.
Yeah, you've learned your lesson. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So, I'm not actively like being negative towards them, but I'm just like, look, Josh, you're grand, just you're not going there again.
Yes, okay. Thonalina Trosna. Okay, and Kate Canetta is getting red in the face.
Well, you know, I feel like I get red in the face anyway.
I get very red. Like, I feel like I'm red right now. Am I? I think I have like slight rosacea. Sorry. this is going. If I look at a glass, if I have a drink, if I have any bit of alcohol, my whole face goes bright red.
So the Kraken are out, sweet
old. Oh my God, Grandma, I got these new products and I'm obsessed with them.
Yeah,
I'm not going to promote them on the pod, but I'll send you a picture later. Yeah.
Would you cost them?
Yes.
Okay.
Fucking good worth it. Yeah. Getting red in the face. Okay. And Kate Canetta, being overly sensitive.
No.
I don't think any of us are.
Yeah.
I am.
Are you?
I am.
Yeah, I know. I am. Yeah, you are. Well, I know, but I still have, I've yet to see this of you.
Really?
Yeah. But maybe you just hold it in.
Yeah. Surely I can wait to show you that holding it in, Lina.
Yeah.
Have you ever, oh, here's the question for you girls.
Yeah.
Have you ever been annoyed at one of us and not said it?
Well, we, okay.
No, I think I said, no, I don't think I've ever been annoyed.
No, I don't think I've ever been annoyed either. Now, okay, we will address this. The last day, we were, had loads of conflicting schedules and Wheeze had to move things around. And I put a message into the WhatsApp. Now, I'd just woken up in the morning and I was like putting a message in being like, no, we have to be professional about this. We have to, like, I'm putting my foot down now. We have to do it this day or whatever. And Wheeze got very insulted by it. Now, maybe I could have been a bit nicer about it, but like, I was just first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
No, I think it's, do you know what? Isn't it different when you're, it's like stuff Ibra, because you can get annoyed at people when it's work stuff, but because you're all annoyed because you're a son of Usha, like there's something to be done.
Yeah.
And you're getting annoyed because you're trying to get a job. But I don't, so like, that was completely fair, by the way.
Oh yeah.
And I just got annoyed by the guns cracking. I knew that I couldn't keep up anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think, well, I think that type of being annoyed is different to like, if you're like hurt someone's feelings.
Oh yeah.
Oh
no,
yeah.
Oh no, God, you have never hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Well, you did call me a bitch in front of 400 people last night.
I called you a bitch. But listen.
Oh yeah, I was actually. Yeah.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. I was sorry. No, and also Louise called me during Glacken, which
on
live on Ireland AM, and there's no such thing as during Glacken. She doesn't exist. There's no official record of her. My name is Durin Glacken. It's my dead name. There you go. Yeah.
It's like the sense of Julie Barth and that is the other Barth that lives in the attic.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's Durin Glacken.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. She's really galda. She likes subscribes to popular culture and stuff. Yeah. There you go.
But yeah, to answer that, you pissed me off all the time, and I'm actually often annoyed at you.
Is it just because I'm taking no notice of that, to be honest?
I think it's because we're just funnier than her.
Yeah,
you know.
I think it's just that. Come on.
Here we go again. The funny thing.
August and count.
We need a mirror to tell us none of us.
August and count. Erica and Lisa is being cold-hearted.
Oh,
can you be cold-hearted?
I don't think so. Oh God, maybe I can. I don't know. Maybe this isn't something that we can say about ourselves.
Oh, I hope I can't. That would really
I don't think.
Louise,
I don't
couldn't
think
be cold-hearted if you wanted to.
Yeah,
be.
I don't. Yeah,
no,
I
even
like that. It's
no, and
no,
and
I don't.
You can't either.
Yeah.
No, can I?
No, I
okay,
don't
good.
Think so.
Whew.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I got two, and I marked two for Louise. What did you get for yourself there?
Oh, I didn't really count, but I'd say I'm probably about two.
Two or three. Like, okay.
Yeah, two or three.
Where are we on the Richter scale?
Oh, no, that's only though was the shocks. Like, we're grand.
Oh, not
like,
so bad.
Yeah, so
not so bad.
Ni dhí ni farga cushin.
That is
the first
great.
Time we, our halo, we figured something out on how, what?
And how to fail.
And how to be angry. Well, we've
actually.
No.
Yeah, we haven't figured it out at all because we were all just like, nah, just let it slide.
Yeah.
As long as you recognize my feelings, I'm fine.
There you go. So in short, he can walk all over us. And,
yes.
Pretty much. Yeah. There you go.
No, but no, then I'd have Mammy Dhiren go and tell someone what's what. I'd be like, Dhiren, go on, tell you.
There you go. There you go.
Bart or legend.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm actually delighted now.
You
think that.
A bitch about it. We'd be like, oh, yeah, we'd make these big game plans for how we're still crossing. We're going to write her on. Shiva and I then would panic and let Dhiren do the ball.
Cade Fungade. That's exactly how it would
girls.
Go.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, Cade Fungade.
Okay.
Okay, Cornish in. Dara on Fud Crowtha, Neil Mudfargok, Thomas Gahaling. Mm-hmm. Gloosh. Ain Gloosh of Woodinsula, a tame in a ferga.
Okay, well, ta.
Is Malam just Erwulla?
No, our Darag Bulla. It's good.
Ooh.
The word Darag Bulla, you're in a rage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's you.
Yeah, that's me. Virgo energy.
I will say Mahunas. Which
yeah,
is forgiveness. Con Mahunas a horse they're going to egg into, you give them forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, took a lower fuckla de frula, to like Farog, Crusta.
It's even a Frusticus, I think there's
Frusticus.
It
almost sounds frustrating
to say.
Yeah, the Frusticus
Or a Concron. The Concron is an old crank, so that's what Louise is like when she's in a Concron.
Yeah. This is when she's coughing in her, smoke yell room.
Yeah, the asthma plagued. Give her inhaler there.
The lungs.
The Shamba. Actually, that's Louise's alter ego. Concron. Concron Canton is out.
I'd love to be that. Do you know what these call me lads are with winner?
What?
Inine Cantaloch. Cantaloupe.
Oh, instead sorry, and that's another one. Cantaloupe.
Yeah, cantaloupe.
Yeah,
she can. Oh, cantaloupe is good.
Louise Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe.
Nervy Misha. This is actually hilarious. Nervy Misha. Dunham of Oshach. We met Moona part time. A skull pre-vodach Colini right. Imohadaki, and Vengerala. Okay, like this is wrong. Nogailge, and I'd be like, no, like. Ladies Muntur Eagler like miss this or misses that, and I said no, it's Misha Muntur Gaelge, so I'm in Inni clock on. I was trying to teach that for them the whole year. They were going around, excuse me, Miss Inin, Miss Inin. And I explained it so many fucking times and nobody ever got it. Miss Inin, excuse me.
Yeah, but see, anyway, they would all recognise the value of a senior cup medal.
They fucking would.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
they absolutely would. Senior cup medal. Oh my God. They'd buy and sell it. Yeah.
That is what you need.
No. There you go.
Ain not an account of Dasa when it's the Farag new Mahunas new.
Do you know what?
Can't.
Oh no. Go on.
You're going to say a current question there, but I like the frog that Casanandra. I think that it's a good one, Guginaralta. I think that it's like karma has a way of coming around. I think life's a funny way. Sometimes you need to let something go. Let the wheel turn. Life takes its own. Mm-hmm. Things have a funny way of working out. Or the Castle and Raw. And I'll be fair.
It's small emission. Yes. Yes. Castle and Raw. The spokes will be like Latza and Caterella. Yeah. It's small emission.
Unless there's a clamp on the Raw.
Unless there is a clamp on the Raw. And then Nivaja Castle Kirby.
Okay. So obviously, Tommy'd absolutely knackered enough. So I'm kind of cheating this one now to be like, okay, call it the Shanuckle. Yeah. And he failed him swine of. I never do. But show Shanuckle, right? The show. Neil and Voss, the Shanuckles, nor a thaw on Anachan Dienta, which means what is done cannot be undone.
But hold on now.
Could be good cost in the row.
Oh, sure, Canella.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, I was doing counting them. Like, does Albert ask Algarishi?
Okay, hang on. Níl an vás a Shanachas, right?
What is Shanachas?
Shanachas is like, storytelling or like, you know, Ruddy Harless, yes. To be curse a coative meal or they can. I don't know how you'd even say that. And like, there's no use in all the folklore around. Something that happened. Yeah, okay. Yeah. In all the discourse around something. Nair tán anachan dinta. When like it's done, when out, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good bra. You know, weren't they like, I'm also going off topic here. Oh no,
yeah.
Conning May, Andrew Scott, Avishan, Vishay, Glarish, Gwelga, Vidanagana Curfew, Ogloff, We Ripley, August Thorchy, Galari, and Chiribio Gwelga, August Vion Toglor, like,
yeah.
Oh, Larry Gwelga, and he was like, oh, Gurmila Mahagut for having me here today, and Ganari and Boherlath, which means may the rose. May the road rise up to meet you. And I was like, but sure, it doesn't fucking mean that at all. I say to my family, they're like, yeah, it does. I was like, no, like Ganari and Boherlath means. And I was like, oh, it does mean that.
Yeah.
It doesn't muck you out. It means Ganari lat. But I never like thought of Ganari as the verb to rise.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a cliche. So it's mad. My mind was blown. And so I only learned myself the meaning of Ganari and Boherlath literally heard Shakhtar.
Gas,
well,
isn't
it's
it?
It's kind of stunning that it could potentially have two meanings.
Yeah.
Well, no, that is the meme. But like Ganari Lath, I just never equated Sakashin. Basically, I'm an idiot. But anyway,
if you can't
allow
it. Yeah, you're not. Oh, if you can't allow it. And it was just sugar that. Well, basically means just fucking get over things, which I really think is so true. Don't spend time being angry about things. Life's too fucking short. But I can't man's up. Oh, it's Gar Garden Sale. Life's very short. But hang on. If you can. Oh, yeah. It's Minic of Wailig Bela Ma. Brown. So, you know, just eat something and get the fuck over it. That's it. Yeah, that's it. If you are an angry person like myself to be fiery, just fucking get over it.
And
don't hold a grudge.
All of these glouche on our 10 slide glouche presentation for this week.
Yes.
Imagine that's actually glouche father.
Yeah, Vision. Yeah. Fair play, guys. Well, according to Shit Amaze, Bobby the Kind Living Chalk Joking. Slan!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, will tussa igiri nismo how to gael idle hail? Well, ta jan urta going deep.
Yes, Tom with Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let Nismo Gwelga, August Nismo Glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August Tour Talk York Star Bud Crayla.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.